Six figures.
That's what the vendor side of an enterprise WordPress conversation usually agrees on first, before anyone has measured anything about the site. I've been on both sides of that table. The buyer side has a procurement committee that wants to see a tier. The vendor side has a tier sheet that wants a buyer. Neither of them, in my experience, is actually talking about infrastructure. There's a four-layer stack that determines whether a WordPress site stays fast, stays secure, and stays online. Most of what gets called enterprise WordPress is that stack, with different operational discipline around it. The word enterprise isn't doing technical work in the room. It's doing procurement work. I want to make a claim that's going to annoy the vendor side of this argument. The word enterprise in enterprise WordPress is mostly a hosting upsell label. The underlying stack, edge, application, data, observability is the same at every scale. What differs is how many layers you've tuned, monitored, and made redundant.
Hold on, Chris. The vendor side is annoyed for a reason. And I think it's a fair annoyance. What they're selling isn't a label, it's an operational guarantee, and a team on call. Customers paying enterprise want that on the contract, and that's reasonable.
Yeah, and they should pay for it. Let me back up. That opening line was sharper than I meant. The guarantee is worth real money. What I'm trying to separate is the guarantee from the stack. The stack's the same underneath. You're paying for the people watching it.
Okay, that's a real distinction.
And it's the distinction that gets lost in the procurement conversation. The buyer hears enterprise hosting and assumes there's a different kind of WordPress on the other end of the tier change. There isn't. There's the same WordPress, with more people watching it.
May I cut in?
Please, Walter, come in.
I've sat with both ends of this for about 18 years. The diagnosis I've watched repeat. A service business buys enterprise hosting because the site is slow. 6 months later, the site is still slow. The bill has tripled, and the engineering call is about whether to go headless.
Familiar?
What I see almost every time is that the speed problem lived in the application layer, not the infrastructure layer. A plugin firing on every page that contributes 300 milliseconds of overhead. A theme that queries recent posts three times instead of caching the lookup. An object cache that's connected but empty, because the configuration silently failed during the last deployment. Those problems don't improve when you move to a faster server. They follow the application to the new infrastructure and arrive a week later as the same problem on a more expensive bill.
And the team's morale is worse because they were promised the upgrade would fix it.
Exactly. And those teams aren't wrong to be frustrated. They were promised something the upgrade was never going to deliver.
Okay, Chris, so what would you say to the buyer side here? Because there are real reasons businesses go enterprise.
There are four. I'll name them. 1. High availability with a documented disaster recovery plan. Active-active or active-passive infrastructure with defined recovery time and recovery point objectives. Necessary if the cost of an hour offline is measured in millions or in regulatory penalty. 2. Single sign-on, SAML, automated provisioning from an HR system, audit-grade access logs, necessary in regulated industries and large internal-facing deployments. 3. Audit-grade editorial logging, every change tracked with user timestamp, before and after diff, retained for years, necessary for publishers, financial services, government. 4. Multi-region delivery with regulatory data residency. EU users hit EU servers. Canadian PIPEDA relevant data stays in Canadian regions, necessary when the contract demands it. If a business can't tie a current need to one of those four, they're not in enterprise territory, they're in well-tuned WordPress territory.
What does well-tuned WordPress cost?
For a Canadian service business with 5 to 500,000 visitors a month, under $500 a month, all in, Cloudflare in front, managed WordPress host underneath, Redis for persistent object cache, uptime monitoring, daily backups with off-site copies.
That's a different conversation.
It is. And honestly, it's the conversation I should have had with my own site last year. I had the upgrade conversation first and the audit conversation second. Got the order exactly wrong.
There's something Francis is touching on that I want to put a finger on.
Go ahead.
The infrastructure conversation in WordPress is almost always a procurement conversation wearing a technical jacket.
Go on.
What I mean is, the technical question by itself is usually small. Is the persistent object cache running? Is the slowest database query under 200 milliseconds? Is the plugin count under 25 and reviewed monthly? Those are answerable in an afternoon. The procurement question is what's bigger? Which vendor? Which SLA tier? Which support level? Who signs the SOC2 report? Those are the questions that drag a decision across 6 weeks.
And they get tangled together. The buyer asks the procurement question and gets a technical answer. The vendor answers the technical question with a procurement upsell. Nobody's wrong exactly, but the conversation isn't measuring what it's claiming to measure.
Walter, that sounds like you're saying the vendor side is acting in bad faith.
I'm not actually. The vendors I've worked with mostly believe in what they're selling. The proposals are technically credible. The engineering is real. What's mismatched is the pricing tier against the actual need. That's a sales process problem, not a character problem. Christopher, can I name what I think is the part that doesn't get named in these conversations?
Please.
The infrastructure isn't the bottleneck. The operational discipline is. You can buy any tier you want. You can move to any host. You can upgrade any layer. But if nobody on the team is reviewing the slow query log every quarter, checking the plugin count, reading the error log, watching the uptime alerts, the infrastructure decays back into the same problem within 12 months.
So the upgrade buys you, what, 12 months of breathing room before the same symptoms return?
Sometimes less. The discipline is the thing the procurement decision doesn't include, because discipline isn't a...
Wait, Walter, push back on me here. If the vendor sold this as enterprise, shouldn't the discipline be part of what they're selling? Why is the team holding the bag?
Honest disagreement, Francis. I think the vendor can give the team runbooks, dashboards, alerts. They can teach what to look for. They can't deliver the discipline of reading the slow query log every Monday at 9 a.m. That's not a product anyone can ship. It has to live inside the team that runs the site.
Okay, I see the distinction. I still think more vendors should be teaching the discipline alongside the tools, even if they can't ship it.
Agreed. I'd buy from the vendor who tried.
That's the part. I want to leave people with something practical. Before any enterprise WordPress procurement conversation, there's a 30-minute audit that should happen. Open Query Monitor on staging. Note the slowest 5 queries on your highest traffic page. If the slowest is over 200 milliseconds, the bottleneck is in the application or the data layer, not infrastructure. Pull the plugin list. Mark anything you can't justify in one sentence as a candidate for removal. Check whether persistent object cache is connected and actually serving. Most managed hosts have a status page for it. Pull the last 30 days of error log. Note the patterns that repeat. Those are the production bugs nobody filed a ticket on. If those 5 checks turn up 3 or 4 cheap wins, the procurement conversation shifts. The question moves from what tier do we need to do we need to upgrade at all? And that question has a much smaller bill.
And that's a harder conversation for the vendor to be on the other end of.
It is. And the good vendors I've worked with welcome it, because the deal that survives an honest audit is the deal that doesn't blow up in 12 months. The procurement conversation gets easier when both sides know what's actually being bought.
And the team running the site. Who has to live with the decision?
Yeah. There are real enterprise WordPress needs. They're specific. They're rare for service businesses. They're worth paying for when they apply. Most of what gets called enterprise WordPress isn't that. It's tier shopping wearing infrastructure vocabulary.
And the 4-layer stack underneath in either case is the same. What changes is the discipline.
Thanks for spending the time with us. If you're sitting on a procurement decision this quarter and you ran the 30-minute audit from the back half of this conversation, I'd love to hear what it turned up. This is sites I've never seen. Next time, the audit story this one set up, the one most agencies skip. Glad you were here.